This is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A record number of voters say the country's heading in the wrong direction. Folks flee downtown areas to avoid crime. Families cut back on shopping to cope with inflation. And Americans censor themselves more than ever before. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, a poll from NBC News finds 74% of Americans think the country is moving in the wrong direction. The most on record, 74%. Just 21% feel the U.S. is on the right path. Who are those people? 6 in 10 believe the country's best days are behind us. One third predict the state of the nation will get even worse in the next 5 years. Voters' biggest concern heading into the midterm election: inflation, crime, immigration. About half of Americans want Republicans to take control of Congress in November. The PBS reporter says the reason why so many Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction is because they're scared that Trump may steal the next election. They just can't stop blaming Trump for everything. A survey from the Institute of Government Studies revealing the most deserted city centers in America. They find 40% of locals will no longer visit downtown Cleveland, Portland, Oregon, Detroit, Chicago, and San Francisco. 40% won't even go. Felony rates in the Bay Area are now double that of New York and Los Angeles. The fastest growing downtown in America, Salt Lake City. But blue state, red. I'm pretty sure red state. New data shows retail sales stalling this summer. To save money, consumers are avoiding places like department stores and malls. Target reporting a 90% drop in profits compared to last year. Ouch. According to executives at Walmart, families are cutting back on clothing, home improvements, and furniture. Instead, folks are buying non-perishable groceries like canned tuna. Another bestseller in August, generic peanut butter. I bought a cow the other day, a whole cow. Fill up the freezer. We're not messing around here. A study released by Axios finds Americans are increasingly censoring themselves. The survey highlights a huge gap between a person's public and private opinions. Not good. 40% of Americans are afraid to voice their true beliefs. Researchers say folks fear being canceled for their unpopular opinions. That means the far left it's working, silencing you. Don't let them get away with that. A quarter of the population believes they could be fired for saying the wrong thing. 10% report losing friends or family members over politics. The message of the day: how racist can a Democrat be before someone calls him out as being racist? I'll give you an example next.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I love this super racist clip right here. This is John Fetterman. He's a Democrat running for the Senate in Pennsylvania against Dr. Oz. And he said this about a voter ID law.
In my own state, they are going to attempt to pass a constitutional amendment, making sure that universal voting ID for every time you vote, not just when you sign up to vote, but every time you vote.
Oh, the burden. Every time? Oh, my God. Imagine going to the airport. Sir, ticket and ID. Oh, I showed my ID a couple years ago. It's fine. Sir, we need your ID. No. I was here a couple years ago, same airport right here, gave it to the TSA agent. We're good. We should be good to go. I'm fine. You mean I have to show my ID every time I fly?
Because they understand that at any given time, there's tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians who typically are on the poorer side and are people of color that are less likely to have their ID at any one given time.
Yes, black people are too stupid to have identification. This is my favorite example of flaming racism on display, and everyone's fine with it. The Democratic nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania just said black people are too poor and stupid to get an ID. And the compassionate, bleeding heart liberal says, oh, yes, those poor, unfortunate blacks can't figure out the most basic things in life on their own if it weren't for me to be here to help them. One of my favorite man on the street interviews of all time is Ami Horowitz. He goes to Berkeley and he asks a bunch of white liberals what they think about voter ID laws. They all say they're racist and black people are less likely to have state IDs and minority voters don't live in areas with easy access to the DMV and black people don't have access to the internet. Also. And then Ami goes to Harlem and he asks black people walking down the street if they have an ID, and every single person's like, well, yeah, of course. What do you mean? Everyone's an ID. What do you mean? Who doesn't have an ID? Oh, well, do you know where the DMV is? Yeah, it's like it's on 125th and 3rd over there. And apparently, believe it or not, black people know how to access the internet. It's unbelievable. Now, of course, the Democrats just want to cheat in elections, but it's bigger than that. This is a brilliant example of the bigotry of low expectations, isn't it? It's amazing. And the beginning of the civil rights movement, like going back to the end of slavery, all people wanted to be was treated the same. Frederick Douglass, one of the greatest Americans ever, he was born a slave, 1865. He gave a speech. He said, what shall we do with the Negro? He says, I have had but one answer from the beginning. Do nothing with us. Your doing with us has already played the mischief with us. Do nothing with us. If the apples will not remain on the tree of their own strength, if they are worm-eaten at the core, if they are early ripe and disposed to fall, let them fall. I am not for tying or fastening them on the tree in any way, except by nature's plan. And if they will not stay there, let them fall. And if the Negro cannot stand on his own legs, let him fall also. All I ask is give him a chance to stand on his own legs. Let him alone. If you see him on his way to school, let him alone. Don't disturb him. If you see him going to the dinner table at a hotel, let him go. If you see him going to the ballot box, let him alone. Don't disturb him. Oh, how I'd love to hear a rich, white, progressive look Frederick Douglass in the eye, a man born a slave who just wanted to be treated the same, who just wanted to be left alone to pursue his happiness, who believed that black people are capable of anything that anyone else is, including getting an ID. To have a progressive look that man in the eye and call him a racist. More coming up.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD. Or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. More people around the world die from extreme cold than extreme heat. All we hear about is deadly heat waves because of climate change. But in reality, more people die every year because it's too cold. Every year, about 300,000 people die from extreme heat, and every year, about 1.7 million people die from cold, and it's going to be way worse this winter in Europe. Because Europe is nearly completely dependent on Russia for natural gas, Europeans have no way to heat their homes. Countries like Germany have had to dim streetlights and turn off the lights in the front of buildings to save energy. But what are they going to do when it gets cold? People in Europe used to be paying $250 a month for electricity and gas, and they're already paying $2,500 a month. Could you imagine? Some energy companies in Europe are denying businesses contracts for energy. They're denying them electricity because they know they're not going to be able to pay it. This is from The Guardian in London about a woman who owns a pub in England. They wouldn't even tell her how much her electricity could cost in the future. She says, when I did pin them down, they said before we could go any further, we want a $10,000 deposit. When I asked why, they said, we don't think a lot of pubs are going to make it this year, and we need the security. Wow. Trump called this, by the way. In 2018, when he was speaking to the UN, he said, Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. And the camera pans over to the German delegation, and they're all laughing at him. They're laughing at stupid orange man, who was 100% right. And the Europeans are going to be shivering and dying this winter because of that dependence on Russia. The reason why Europe is so dependent on Russia for their energy is so that the Europeans could say they were making investments in green, clean energy. Because we got to save the planet from climate change, don't you know? But here's the deal with climate change. I'm so sick of this. What's amazing, actually, is how constant the climate has been and always is. The lack of dramatic fluctuation is the miracle. How is there not just a solar flare that makes the temperature of the Earth go to 10 million degrees this afternoon? Or when we turn away from the sun, it goes to negative 10,000 degrees. The fact that the temperature ranges between 0 and 100 is pretty miraculous. And it's also miraculous that when it does get cold out, we can heat our homes and not freeze to death. But our European friends may not be so fortunate this winter, and you can thank the environmentalists for that.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you to Bill O'Reilly for letting me fill in again. And thank you for listening. MikeSlater.locals.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.